Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. There is a good reason why we keep getting scammers sending mails or calling our phones. They don't need many victims in order to make a lot of money. So far this year, these scammers have ripped off more than $10 million from Texans alone. So how do you avoid them? On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Cosme Ojeda Jr. We're joined by Cosme Ojeda II from the Better Business Bureau. He's in the KRLD Zoom room. Cosme, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, David and Kristen.
So there's really no shortage of different ways these thieves are trying to separate us from our money. What are the most popular scams right now, and how do we avoid them?
So we've got some popular scams going on right now. We have, obviously, employment. That's a big one. Everybody looking for a job, you know, the workforce situation. You go on and you think that you're applying for a job, and you are, but with a scammer. So the problem there is you're exposing your information. You're accepting possible fraudulent merchandise, and you are a mule of sorts. So you're reshipping it. You're also providing banking account information, and you're helping them move gift cards. Getting wrapped up in gift card fraud. And lastly, you're exposing yourself with the information that you provide to these fraudulent employers.
You know, it used to be really simple to kind of know when you were kind of going into a rabbit hole with some of these scammers, the type of conversation they would have with you, or knowing not to say yes on a recording or certain things like that with somebody you don't know who's calling you from a certain number. But it's getting more and more difficult, I think, to really decipher scam emails and, you know, and so forth, just different types of transactions, especially in such a tech world that we live in. How much more difficult is the BBB finding it to fight off these scammers?
It is a lot more difficult. You know, we're seeing the adaptation of AI in business, and the scammers are running a business. So they're using it as well. So the typos that maybe we used to point out, the grammatical errors that we used to point out, the templates, the websites that looked suspicious, all of that is sort of normalizing now with the usage of these tools. And it's still out there. It's not as prevalent as it was. So the tips remain the same. Never give your information to someone you do not know. If it sounds too good, it probably is. Those two will take care of the majority of the issues with the employment type of scams. You know, you receive a text message saying found your resume on Indeed or LinkedIn or someplace like that. And you're thinking, you know what? I do have a resume out there. This could be a great opportunity. And then the next little jab that they put in the messaging is respond quickly. Mm-hmm. They say it numbers of ways, but whenever they say it like that, then that is the red flag to let you know this is a high pressure type of situation. You start following down that road, and then all of a sudden, they start telling you, we'll do a Zoom interview, we'll do a FaceTime interview, and it'll take 30 minutes. We'll let you know at the end of the interview if you're hired, and we'll get you set up right away. The language is almost like you have the job. All we have to do is make sure that you're going to be the guinea pig that we need to defraud.
How much does the news cycle play into the kinds of scams that are perpetrated? Say, you mentioned job interviews, and job scams are very popular right now. Debt collection is also popular.
That's another one that we see a lot of. We always say to avoid that specific one, contact and verify and validate the debt directly with the debtor. They will tell you who they sold it off to, if they sold it, or if there is even an account. And so they do follow the news cycle. Whatever is trending on social media, whatever is trending on the news media, the scammers, that brings their awareness level up. And so they just piggyback on top of that. They'll start talking about cryptocurrency if something's big in the news with cryptocurrency. So those are main flags that we, you know, recommend people look out for, is when they start using headlines, follow the headlines. That's what they do. And they're using those to have that basis that they can operate on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We've been talking a lot, speaking of the news, of just, you know, the scammers that are really been focusing on the elderly. Is that the main thing that you're trying to educate folks on right now? Or are there other scams that are really piquing the BBB's interest?
Education is a vital part of what we do at the Better Business Bureau. It's a nonstop job. The scammers are not stopping. And as soon as we come out with tips, it's developing, right? And they're changing their strategies. You and I are working a 9-to-5 right now. They're working 9-to-5 as well, except they're on the other end of it. So we recently released a study about online gaming and gambling that the gray markets are really taking off with. It's estimated over $500 billion with a B dollars in worth worldwide. Texas is one of those states that is not legal for gambling or online gaming, yet all Texans have access right there at their hand or on their computer. So if you have a situation that arises, there is no gaming commission in the state of Texas to help you out. And across the nation, those laws vary. And so we're trying to get the word out that, hey, just because you're seeing the advertisements and you're hearing all the announcements about, you know, here we are, football season, right? You know, hop on, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, which gambling, man, that's just one of those things that, you know, all you have to do is spend a little bit and you're going to hit it big. So we're trying to get the words and the red flags out. A big one there is cryptocurrency. If they say they're going to pay in cryptocurrency, that's an automatic red flag. The other thing is, obviously, in Texas, there is no recourse if you have an issue and you get on one of these platforms.
Let's talk about the Better Business Bureau's role. Beyond just education, is the BBB able to help victims recover any money, or is that even your job?
In a roundabout way, yes. We have our BBB scam tracker tool that we have all these reports come in on, especially with the online gaming and gambling. And so what happens is, the way it works is we receive these reports and we forward all of these reports to the Federal Trade Commission, to the FCC, to the attorney generals, to, you know, the different governmental agencies. And what happens is, since we've done a lot of footwork and we have notated a lot of patterns, a lot of issues, then the governmental agencies don't have to put that much manpower into it, because we've already done the information gathering. And then along with their other agencies, they can get together and start changing the laws that protect consumers. So in a roundabout way, reporting it to BBB, whether it's a review, whether it's a complaint, or whether it's a scam, is very important. You're not only letting your neighbor and your friends know, but you're letting the system know, so that way we can do something about it, even if at the minimum it is an education piece here in the media.
You know, we talk about scams, like them reaching out to you, whether that be an email or a phone call or a text. But, you know, I've come across some scams where, I'm buying something online through social media, like a, you know, TikTok shop, or, you know, through Meta, Instagram or Facebook shop or something like that. And I don't either get what I paid for, or I never get the item, period. And then you're kind of stuck, like, well, who's going to help me? You know, who do I tell? How do I... So these are also great examples, right, of when to reach out to the BBB. But does that, how much information can you guys actually get from these scammers if they're online? Can't they just like scrub their whole image online if they wanted to?
Yes. That's the scary part, right? But we can follow the trail. BBB has a scam tracker tool that we've referenced already, but new this year, we have added a survivor toolkit. So what you can do is, after you've reported your scam, you can go to the survivor's toolkit and it'll walk you through the different ways that you may have exposed yourself. And it will tell you how to go about recovering whatever it is that you've lost, whether that be information, whether it be money, or whether it be, you know, time and effort and, you know, the untold physical and mental stress that causes. So, and how to protect yourself going forward now that you've exposed your information or your money. So that's a great tool to use. Online purchase scams was number 4. For our, you know, top scams in 2024. And, you know, right after the pandemic, it was number 1 for the first 2 or 3 years in a row, which is pretty unusual. But everybody was at home shopping online. So that's the problem with it. Now, the big problem with online purchase scams is that we're talking about $20, $30, $40, you know, $50 that you lose, and you didn't get the product that you wanted. Are you going to fight for that $20? Well, you know, I don't want to tell anybody, that's kind of, you know, not worth it to go after. And, you know, what's $20? Well, the scammers are depending upon that. And when they do this hundreds of thousands of times, $20 turns into $2,000, turns into $200,000, turns into $2 million. So we're talking about a big operation. And so what we always recommend with online purchase scams is, use a method that protects you when you pay. Always do your research on the particular platform that you're using. That's number 1. But lastly, use a payment method that will protect you.
One last question for me is, you talked about the influence of the federal government and how you're able to help them with their investigations. Problem is, a lot of these scammers are international and are not bound by our laws. And in that case, are we pretty much out of luck?
No. Justice, what's the saying? Justice takes time, or something like that, something to that effect. You're not out of luck. There are specific instances where the FBI and the CIA have a specific channel that they use for, especially crypto. That's a big one that a lot of money is moving through internationally. And if you can report it within a time frame, there's prosecutors out in California that are able to get money back, even internationally. So reach out to BBB. We have a lot of resources we can get you connected with, and we'll do our best to help you out, because, you know, you call a 1-800 number for a government agency and you may not be able to get this type of information, but you call BBB and you're one transfer away from me. So just call and let us see what we can do to help you out. We'll give you something that you can help yourself with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.